The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
Most people with children or grandchildren are groaning under the cost of paying their college tuition. The cost has risen out of all proportion to other costs and far faster than inflation. Defense spending has risen only 47%, while higher education has risen 133%. The liberal answer to this is to demand that Congress vote more money for tuition subsidies and college loans. But more government spending does not help. The more taxpayers' money Congress pours into the colleges, the more the colleges raise tuition, in the belief they can just sock it to the taxpayers. The students are not any better off. But the colleges get richer so they can brag about their endowment. Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings recently set up a National Commission on the Future of Education. Her report promises more subsidies to colleges and threatens more regulations. It promotes national standards plus compliance with a test administered to every student in the country. Accrediting agencies would be tightly regulated. The report justifies itself on the ground that literacy, math, and science scores are low and college costs too high. Of course, that's all true, but it isn't clear the scores would be any higher or tuition prices would be any lower if the Department of Education were calling the shots. Senator Chuck Schumer has introduced a bill called the Make College Affordable Act. It calls for pouring even more taxpayers' dollars into college tuition. A more appropriate title for his bill would be the Make College More Expensive Act. If Schumer were really serious about college affordability, he'd be cutting federal handouts, thus forcing colleges to do a better job of controlling costs. Tuition costs were reasonable before the government got into the funding business. As long as the government is pouring money into colleges, tuition prices are bound to rise.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, when weeding, the best way to make sure you're removing a weed and not a valuable plant is to pull on it. If it comes out of the ground easily, it's a valuable plant. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, it's been months now since we've had Todd Spencer with us. It was back in April. And Todd is the executive vice president of OIDA, which is the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association. He works with the owners and operators of 18-wheelers. And Todd, it's good to have you again as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Hey, good morning, Derry. It's good to be part of the show.
Yeah, last time you were on, we had so many callers, and we had so much information that we made a two-day spectacular out of it. Remember that?
Well, there certainly is no shortage of issues going on in trucking right now. And, you know, unfortunately, most of them are the same issues that kind of like Freddy Krueger and Elm Street just keeps coming back.
You know, back in April when we did our programs, we talked about, you know, in the very near future now, you're going to see these Mexican trucks. Well, I guess our prediction came true because they are now on the road, right?
Well, you know, everything that's happened since then in terms of how the both the House and the Senate have addressed this issue have said no way, no time, certainly not now. And the administration has said, well, none of this stuff is law yet, and until it's actual law, we're going to go right on ahead anyway. And
yeah, I'm sure you saw the same news release where the first truck crossed the border, then came all the way up to where? One of the Carolinas,
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. North Carolina. And that was interesting, Derry, because, you know, that press conference was originally scheduled for like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then like 3 minutes before four, they canceled it, and then it was rescheduled for 9 o'clock at night. And the method to the madness to the rescheduling, according to John Hill himself, who announced it at the time, was that, well, the agency could not actually act until their report, the report that was to be done by the IG, the Inspector General for the Department of Transportation, on how ready we were, had been delivered to Congress, and it had been delivered to Congress 1 hour previous to that. on a, I believe it was a Thursday night at 9 o'clock. And obviously, you know, everybody in Congress was there to read it.
Now, who is John Hill? Is he the Inspector General?
He's the administrator. He's the head guy at the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. He's the Bush administration's point man on motor carrier safety, the top guy. And you know, what a sham. I mean, you know, he can legally say, or he can say, well, we complied with the letter of the law, but clearly not the intent. And again, this was a 9 o'clock press conference to say that they had just given their first authority to a carrier from Mexico, and the first authority had been granted by Mexico to an El Paso carrier to operate in Mexico.
How many American truckers do you think in your organization want to go to Mexico?
Not very many. Certainly none that know what's at stake on the other side of the border. I think it's, you know, I mean, you know, we say that it isn't safe over there, and, you know, that's certainly true, but, you know, there's a headline today from the Associated Press talking about bodies being found of truck drivers that had been killed, and trucks and trailers that were recovered. And, you know, this is pretty normal occurrence.
Well, you know, I have a good friend that goes to Mexico all the time. Now, he lives in southern New Mexico, so it isn't far down there. But he said, I go fishing all the time. We just have a great time. At the same time, his brother says, I don't want to cross the border. So, but the one guy, he thinks it's great. He goes to Mexico, spends a lot, and has done it all of his life.
Sure. Well, you know, that's certainly, when you cross the border, if you have something of value, or if you are valuable in terms of something that, you know, a crook might grab you and hold you for ransom, which is a profit-making endeavor.
I don't think they're going to grab Johnny and hold him for anything.
So certainly not everyone has a reason to be fearful, or especially fearful. And certainly not every area is going to be a dangerous area. But for commercial trucks hauling commercial cargo south of the border, it is very, very dangerous. And, you know, it has been so for a long time. And, you know, we know it will continue to be.
What about the different sulfur levels in the fuel that these trucks burn? Are you familiar with that?
Yes, for the most part, fuel in Mexico is going to be of the old high sulfur variety. So the emission issues are certainly a concern. And while not necessarily as much of a concern to most of us that live in the heartland, they certainly are in many of the border states. And the administration had projected 56% of the trucks that would be taking advantage of this opportunity to travel through the U.S. would be crossing in California, Southern California, where emission issues are and may very well be the absolute worst in the country. So you have to scratch your head and think, how can these folks actually just ignore that? But, you know, they have. And when it was raised in the courts, the court said that Department of Transportation didn't have to be concerned with emission regulations. Now, they didn't say that EPA should, but common sense would tell you EPA should.
Okay, let's take a break. We're going to do that. We'll be right back. We're visiting today with Todd Spencer, and he heads up the Owner Operators Independent Drivers Association. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Todd Spencer. Todd Spencer. By the way, I didn't get your website. You want to give your website, Todd?
Sure, Derry. It's www.oida.com. And we're the trade association representing small business truckers, which is most of the industry, people that own one or two trucks or people that drive them. And the people that are certainly on the front line on this issue about trucks from Mexico, but, you know, it does go well beyond truckers because the safety and security issues pretty much that are still unresolved affect all of us, Derry.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, if nothing else, I look at the safety thing. Now, you was talking about John Hill heading up the motor carrier safety division, and I have a truck driver in my family. I know a little bit about truckers, and they have to check out their truck every time, every morning, have to make sure the tires are up, the lights all work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is that going to happen when the Mexicans come to town?
Well, you know, Derry, that part of it is really the simple and the easy part. We know for this demonstration project that the administration wants to put on, we don't suspect there would be any trucks that would be involved in this that would have obvious safety defects simply because this is supposedly a test to demonstrate what it would be like if all trucks in Mexico operated in the U.S. Now, but we don't suspect that these first trucks that come across are going to be representative at all. But, you know, you can look and you can spot a bad tire or, you know, something like, or a light that doesn't work, but what you can't see is what you really need to be concerned about, and that's, you know, there's no way to do a meaningful background check for safety or security from someone that has a Mexican commercial driver license, because there are no database, there are no databases that actually contain a legitimate history. And it is kind of amazing that the administration is willing to simply look the other way on that really, really important safety and security issue.
You know, you mentioned look the other way, and I think I talked about the same thing 6 months ago, but I'll mention it again. When I was in southern New Mexico, where you come out of Alamogordo going on up like you're going to Ruidosa,
mm-hmm.
There's one of those checkpoints there. They stop all the trucks. I guess they stop them all. I don't know. But it's I don't know if it's a federal thing or whether it's state. But there's always trucks stopped there, and there's patrolmen looking at papers and all this. But one of the ladies that attended the same meeting where I was one of the speakers said she had talked to those people, and they already had. Now, this was back in April. They already had the information to say when a Mexican truck comes through, they're not supposed to stop it.
Well, I'm not surprised when I hear things like that, because I know that's not just a story. That kind of policy is put in play on a, and certainly the administration, FMCSA, and most of the inspectors are going to be there.
We have to take a break, Todd.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. Todd, what have you heard about the interstate, the Trans-Texas corridor that is going to come to Kansas City, by the way? And you're in Kansas City, right? Well, Green Valley, but
yeah, just outside Kansas
City. Right, right. But there's a lot of concern about this now that it's going to be a toll road, et cetera. And I see where they're wanting to make Interstate 80 a toll road. How does that affect the owner-operator?
Well, see, you know, one, this raises so many controversial issues. First off, all the discussion about the Trans-Texas Corridor, you know, is this a NAFTA superhighway? Some in Washington say, well, that's just conspiracy talk. But clearly, it's a 10-lane road. that goes from Mexico to the Oklahoma border. I mean, and it would be actually owned by a company from Spain. Clearly, it's not a highway like we're accustomed to seeing. Raises a whole lot of issues, and some say, well, you know, this is all conspiracy stuff, but the Governor Rick Perry in Texas pushed this thing through the legislature back in 2003, so yeah, I mean, there certainly are economic interests that want to continue to pursue this.
Well, I saw now, and you probably see the same information I do, but where this the senator from Oklahoma says, hey, they're going to do a Texas turnaround when they get to Oklahoma. It's not coming through our state.
Well,
have you seen that?
Well, you know what? I hear those kinds of comments, but this is sort of like, you know, I don't know what the good analogy is, but I mean, well, I guess maybe it's Freddy Krueger and Elm Street. I mean, these folks just keep coming back. I mean, America has said over and over and over they want no part of the trucks from Mexico operating throughout the U.S. Congress has agreed, and the administration is the least bit deterred by any of that. I mean, they go merrily along pursuing this just the same. You know, we do have one more opportunity to address the Mexican truck issue, though, in the Senate and the House. Lawmakers put in a provision in both the Senate and the House bill to cut off money for what the administration wants to do with Mexican trucks. It passed in the House, it passed in the Senate, but there hasn't been a final version put together yet to send to the president.
Well, he won't sign it.
Well, we'll see. Well, I mean, we have to force him. We have to do what we can and, you know, and let him make whatever move he wants to. But the appropriations bill is going together right now, and we're asking everyone to call their U.S. senators and tell their senators that the provision that would stop the Mexican trucks needs to stay in that bill, because there will be people. There were 25 senators that were supporting the administration on that when it went through the Senate, and some of them will try to make sure that there isn't any cutoff of funds in this final bill either.
I don't understand why Congress allows the things to happen. They're in charge. The Constitution gives them the ability to just like the war. They didn't declare any war. Bush just did that. That's not constitutional. None of this stuff is constitutional. It just happens. But yet Congress sits there and allows it to happen, and hey, they can remove the president from office if he doesn't do what the people want him to do.
Well, Derry, I'll tell you what, there are people that have talked about that, you know, for 2 years now, but you know, Congress has kind of taken the position that they don't want to pursue that. You know, they don't want to take that approach. And, you know, again, lawmakers have been on our side on this issue of recognizing the problems with trucks from Mexico. And, you know, all we can do is push for lawmakers to do all they can. And I think the only thing the administration is going to listen to, and hopefully they will, is if the money is just flat cut off.
What, that money doesn't mean anything anymore. I just thought today, gold has gone up to $746.50 an ounce because our money is worth nothing. So all they'll do is just print more money and put it out there, won't they?
Well, I can tell you deficits have not mattered to these folks.
Not at all.
You know, we're something at $10 billion debt ceiling right now. I think that was approved. And it will go to $12 billion before there's any chance of reversing course on this. So, you know, certainly, I think it means a whole lot to our kids and grandkids and those that go behind us. But it certainly doesn't seem to mean a whole lot to, you know, to the folks in charge right now.
You said lawmakers are on our side on this thing. You know, I've about decided, hey, you can talk to these people and they'll smile. And they'll nod their head yes, and you think they're on their side, and then they'll turn right around and act like they never met you.
Well,
am I just being a cantankerous old son of a gun? I mean, I've watched it for 50 years.
Well, I can tell you lawmakers are as responsive as they have to be. Now, I think there are fundamental flaws in our system right now, and it principally has everything to do with how we elect these folks. Them what put up the money are going to always have the ear of lawmakers, and as long as basically this is government to the highest bidder, and it's what it is right now,
we're
going to have this.
It's a golden rule. Who has the gold gets to make the rules. We're going to have to take a break, Todd. Let's do that. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, that's October the 8th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consignments include a potload of 8-weight steers. They're fancy Angus consigned by Holston Farms. They've been MFA processed. And here's a 200-head string of vaccinated and weaned 5-weights from Fastline Farms. Windstorm Farms will be in with a 90-head string of fancy black and black baldy calves weighing in the fives. Now, most of these offerings have been through a vaccination program. Many of the lots have been white tagged and weaned. Other consigners include David Stevenson, Mike Patterson, Steve Couch, Colin Laverne Becker, Howard Bennett, Pete Miller, and Dewey Mason. Now that's for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday. That's this coming Monday, October the 8th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose again Monday on physical demand despite a dollar bounce and lower oil prices. Gold closed in New York up $3.40 to $746.50 an ounce. Central banks have been forced to choose between global recession or sacrificing control of gold and have chosen the lesser of two evils. This could take gold to $1,000 an ounce or higher, said Citigroup in a fresh report. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who says, if you do a good job and work hard, you might get a job with a better company someday.
Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with the Owner Operators Independent Truck Drivers Association Executive Vice President, Todd Spencer. And Todd, we have a caller. Let's go to the telephones. Hi, Joe. You are on the air.
Salutations, gentlemen. Okay, Todd Spencer, I would like to know if the United States is not abetting and aiding foreign entities. You're in Green Valley, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is Green Valley in the 10th Federal District or in the 8th?
I'm going to say the 7th. Ike Skelton's our congressman.
Well,
across the highway is the 6th. That's Sam Graves.
Yeah, Highway 71 is going to be a corridor leading right into Kansas City. And what I'm saying is the feds have sliced and diced all of these states to fit their fancy. The state of Missouri is bought and paid for. Do you agree?
Well, I'm not. I certainly think there's a lot of the interests that are driving this are totally economic and they're totally global. So, and we think it's crap, if you want to know my personal opinion.
Correct.
Well, your mayor, the mayor of Kansas City, is pushing this as hard as she can. Is that not right?
Well, I don't know. Actually, we have a new mayor now.
Well, I was going back to the one that was behind this smart port, wasn't that the term she used?
Yeah, but actually that is over in Kansas. It's not in Missouri where they're talking about. And
same district.
Pardon me?
Is it in the same district?
No, actually it's over on Kansas side. And I don't know if it's Dennis Moore's district or not, but I mean, you know, when you talk about economic development, the cheerleaders are those that are going to make the bucks right up front in every instance, whether you're talking about things like this, whether you're talking about selling off highways or the investment community. These folks, the common thread is they all make their money up front, and they have little interest or little regard for where this takes us 10, 20 years down the road. I mean, that's what the Mexican truck thing's all about.
Correct, but aren't the toll roads involved?
Are the toll roads, well, yes and no. The trucks from Mexico will come regardless. The toll roads would take place regardless of whether trucks were there to use them or not. I mean, the people that advocate this they're not going to quit advocating it. What they're talking about in Texas is not even going to be U.S. owned. I mean, the money's going to come from Spain, Centra, a company in Spain. The companies right now that are interested in buying either the Pennsylvania Turnpike or I-80 in Pennsylvania or Australian or Spanish. I mean, this is where the big investor dollars are coming from, and we have public officials that are willing to sell off our stuff and actually sell off our property or infrastructure, and I think sell off our future.
There was a meeting in I'm not sure where it was, just the other day, where they had these government officials that were teaching the mayors and congressmen and different people that are involved in this thing how to go about selling off their infrastructure. Did you see that?
Well, I knew one of those meetings took place July 31st in Jefferson City, and this is his name is, God, it escapes him right now, but he's with the Bush administration, and his Tyler Duvall, for the past 3 years, he's been traveling the U.S., doing this in every state, and where anywhere there's an audience, this is how you sell off your infrastructure. And we're supposed to be, we're told this is good.
Yeah, they said they just had a show of hands. There was like 300 people at this meeting, and they had a show of hands. How many of you think this is a good idea? And they said it was almost unanimous that these mayors. See, here was one of the deals that I saw written up, but this particular town in Texas, I believe it was, it wouldn't make any difference where it was, but they had passed a bond issue to build some sort of a thing around the town, some sort of a loop around the town, and it wasn't paying off, and they owed like $500 million or something on these bonds, and this foreign country offered them $500 million to get them out of debt on this thing, and this particular mayor was a female, which doesn't make any difference, but she said this is just going to be great because now we're going to be out of debt.
Hey, unfortunately, all kinds of elected officials, public servants, you know, we call them, will jump for the cash in virtually every opportunity that presents itself. I mean, that, and that's what Governor Rendell in Pennsylvania is doing right now in terms of how he wants to sell off I-80 or the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And, you know, and whether or not, you know, the trigger thing to let you know this whole thing stinks is that you look to see how money is being spent. If there's been any accountability, any responsibility, any kind of fiscal scrutiny or accountability whatsoever, and the answer is always no, and somehow giving this, throwing more money into this cesspool is going to fix it? Give me a break.
Let's take another caller, John in Kansas City. Hi, John, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, gentlemen, this morning?
Yeah, we're fine, and thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, Kronkhauser was on a radio station up here the other day. I didn't get to hearing this. I heard a gentleman talking about it yesterday, and they were talking to him about the smart port in the NAFTA superhighway and everything. So he is knowledgeable of what's going on. But I have a question. Do these mayors, do they take an oath to defend the Constitution?
Not to my knowledge.
I'd say most. I don't know about a mayor of a city. I don't know. But law officers certainly take an oath to defend the Constitution. But
right. Well, you know, I'm going to make a comment, and then I'll just listen off the air. But, you know, it reminds me of when the federal government, when they came in and took the Native Indian here, wanted their land or wanted anything, they came and took it. And that is exactly, I'm a Native American. I was born here in America, and that's exactly what they're doing today to us. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, John. Let's go we lost Don? Okay. Let's go back to this Interstate 80 thing, and you have an editorial out. Let me see. It is dated September the 24th, so it's been a couple of weeks ago that you wrote about tolling as taxation.
Oh, clearly.
Two times for truckers. You want to explain that?
Well, you know, see, Derry, one of the most frustrating things for us in the transportation community is that, you know, we recognize how highways came to be. You know, our interstate highway system was conceived back in the 50s by Dwight Eisenhower.
Right.
And then this was to be a user fee system. The initial federal levy was 3 cents a gallon, and then it went to 4 cents, and then it went to 5 cents. These were funds that were going to be dedicated to doing nothing but building the interstate highway system. And long about, you know, right now, in terms of what cars pay, it's an 18.4-cent tax. Trucks pay 24.47 cents per, and the total for trucks is about $17,000 they pay into this highway system every year. And we have elected officials say that these are free highways. And they tell people things like that. And when we put tolls on them, all we've done is put a user fee on the use of that road. And people believe it. I mean, obviously, they've been built and supported by user fees through our taxes from the beginning. And clearly, if you're going to put tolls on it, you are more than double taxing it.
See, they started right out calling them freeways, remember?
Well, they were, but they never were free because they were built with federal taxes that everybody that buys gas and buys diesel fuel, you know, pay. And we're sensitive about it because, again, you know, the typical one truck will pay $17,000 every year in state and federal highway user fees. So they ain't nothing free about the roads that we run on.
I hear music. Let's take another break. We'll be right back. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's do that. Don in Missouri. Hi, Don.
Hi. My question was, you know, how can they take this land from our, like, the highways and stuff that we've already put down and stuff and take more ground for a private company or our nation through, like, eminent domain? I mean, how can we afford to have them do that? I mean, that's like taking a shopping center and then taking houses and getting a shopping center through eminent domain by taking your private house.
Well, the the Supreme Court said it's all right. Now, we disagree violently with that, but I've disagreed with many of the decisions that our Supreme Court has made in the past decade or so.
I don't know why we allow it. You know, I don't know how the Supreme Court can rule on that.
And, you know, we had an opportunity, and I don't know why they didn't carry through with it, but, you know, one of the Supreme Court justices that said, hey, this is all right, there's a bunch of people that wanted to take his home and put a park there or something. They should have done it.
Right.
But they didn't, you know, nobody wants to upset the apple cart. We have turned this nation into a bunch of what's the term? Is it a woos? Is it a wouse? My kids use it all the time. It's somebody that, you know, that doesn't have any internal intestinal fortitude. We just roll over and play dead all the time.
Well, we're given our sovereignty and our nation away to foreign countries.
Well, I think the most workable eminent domain laws are those that you adopt at the state level. And I can tell you that the issue of seizing land is a big issue to ranchers in Texas, because this Trans-Texas Corridor that we mentioned earlier, this thing would be a quarter of a mile wide. And in listening to the comments of Governor Rick Perry down there in Texas over the past couple, 3 years, he's talked about plans eventually that would have 4,000 square miles of Texas that actually would be turned into roads. And he doesn't say this, but it would be owned by investor groups from other parts of the world.
You know, the sad thing I see here on that Rick Perry deal is he was running for re-election when all this came up. And the people in Texas apparently don't care, because they put him right back in office.
Well, you know, certainly that was a contentious issue. He got reelected, Derry, with 39% of the vote. 39% is what his margin, reelection margin was. Pretty sad. If a candidate can't get 50%, I think they ought to do a do-over.
Well, let's take another break. We're going to do-over right after these messages. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Steelspan Buildings, Lou speaking.
Hey, Lou, Derry Brownfield here.
Hey, Derry, good to hear from you. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a friend that wants to know how to store his hay and his equipment, so I thought, well, I'll give Lou a call.
Well, listen, he's got great timing, because right now I have some great buys that can save thousands of dollars if he's got some flexibility. But call now, because there's limited inventory.
Now, will this building get here before winter?
You bet. Ice storms like last year caused millions in damages. You don't have to worry about that with our Quonset-style Steelspan Buildings. They endure everything.
Well, I've never seen one of your buildings either burn up, blow down, or collapse.
And you won't. You know, the quality of a Steelspan Building far exceeds any farm application, especially pole barns. This weekend, I'll be at the Farm Fest in Springfield, Missouri, and we'll be making great deals on these buildings. But you must be ready to do business. Come by and see me through Sunday, or just call me at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Hey, thank you, Lou. Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we're in the home stretch here, Todd. I'm going back to this toll road thing, and just like you said, the truckers, one individual truck pays about $17,000 a year in fuel taxes just to keep these roads up. But if you go to putting a toll on there, is there going to be, because if they, let's go back to the Trans-Texas Corridor. If it's owned by Spain, why would we have to pay fuel taxes when we're running over that if we're paying the toll?
That's an interesting question, Derry, and it's one that we have pursued in the courts without success. I mean, we sued Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, and New York, and in every instance, the court turned us back saying that the taxes that you pay aren't user fees, and our U.S. Supreme Court wouldn't review the decision. Outrageous, but you can take her to the bank that, you know, that our government isn't going to quit collecting anything that it's been collecting, and they could care less if, you know, we pay tolls that go to other countries.
Okay, let's go back to Texas again, because this, they're setting the example. This is the first phase in this whole move. Okay, in Texas, have you seen the contract that these people down there signed?
No, and see, here's the other part of that. I mean, there's so many reasons to recognize that these things stink to high heaven. All of these agreements are negotiated in secret, where there isn't any public scrutiny. And, you know, if you were talking about a private business negotiating with another private business, clearly that is between them. But this is public infrastructure that's on the auction block. So it raises the whole new issue. And darn right, we ought to be aware of everything. And what is always in these agreements is no compete clauses, which basically would prohibit a state or any entity from building or upgrading a road that would be parallel.
Yeah, that was in there, and now I have not seen the contract. We thought we were going to get it here, but we haven't so far. But the way I understand it, and we had a guest on the air the other day that had seen the contract, and they were telling us that not only is there a no-compete clause in there, but they guarantee them so much money over so many years. If they're going to do that, why didn't they do it themselves?
Well, see, that was the same thing that happened in Indiana. Governor Mitch Daniels in Indiana sold off the Indiana Toll Road over there. And one of the things that he said is that, you know, they can do it better than we can, and they can maintain it better. And one of the last things he did before the sale went through was he doubled the fares, he doubled the tolls on the toll road. Well, and he just did that to make it more attractive to investors, and so he could get more money out of the sale. But he's the guy that doubled the tolls. And this is the kind of crap that, you know, that we'd be wide open for.
Yeah, why, if they doubled the tolls, that looks like that much more money would be coming into Indiana.
Well, certainly, and actually the numbers that we looked at showed that the toll road more than offset its costs every year that it's been in operation. Now, they claim otherwise, but, I mean, we looked at the numbers. And, you know, but, again, you know, these folks are so much smarter than the rest of us, obviously.
Well, they, what did President, one of our presidents said that it doesn't make any difference what he says. I'm still the president. They're still up front doing what they want to do.
I believe the exact term was I'm the decider.
Was that it? I'm the decider. I can't remember who said that. But anyway, we're just about out of time.
Well, this one, and you know, there's a lot of stuff that aggravate the hell out of us, Derry. But I'll tell you what, on this issue of trucks from Mexico, everybody from Missouri that's listening to this show ought to be calling Senator Kit Bond's office and say, we don't need trucks from Mexico up here, because Kit will be one of the key players in the Senate on.
And we are out of time.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
with